Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, explaining the gather of Mamad Shlashtan based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Zatzal. And he says as follows: V'nei nechleku arishonim b'din mechiras shtaris. There's a din that a person can sell a shtar to somebody else. Is this din min haTorah or mid rabbanan? So it would appear that had the mechira shtaris ena min haTorah mehad mimamad mamad shlashtan. The mamad shlashtan achisaron who b'maisa kinyan the chov latvar tvisas kinyan who kamur. The lesser lechalos kavonzu min haTorah. When you sell a shtar to somebody else, the problem is that it's not going to work min haTorah because there's no chalos of mechira shtaris min haTorah, and therefore it has to be derabbanan. According to those who holds derabbanan, it's because there's no chalos of selling. I have a shtar that I owe you $1,000. Let's say you have a shtar and then you want to sell that to somebody else. So there's no chalos of mechira shtaris min haTorah. Masha'en kain, when it comes to mamad shloshtan, the chisaron is in the ma'isa kinyan, that there's such a chalos of being ma'avir chov, but there's no, but the ma'isa kinyan isn't tofes. Chov la'bar tfisas ma'isa kinyan. That was how we explained in the previous shiur what the issue is with mamad shloshtan. Why Chazal had to be mechadish this kinyan? Because there's no tfisa. Where is it tofes? We said it works for agav because even davar she'eino bar tfisas kinyan, it works with agav because the kinyan is tofes on the karka. But here, where's the kinyan tofes? So that's the difference. The difference is by mechira shtaris the chisarid in the etzem achalos, and by mamad shlosh and the chisarid in the ma'isa kinyan. V'yesod achilik b'zeh, de b'mamad shloshtan, nimkar etzem achov, u'mishum hachiloi mahani b'mechilo. By mamad shloshtan, the etzem chov is being transferred. And therefore, there's no mechila. Like we see in Tosfos, in our sugya, in Divur Maschil Tanayu. Tosfos writes, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the afal gav, the moichar shtar choyv lechavero v'chazer machlo machul, machor nasim maton maimat shloshtan eni yochol limcho. The Asar Rabbeinu Tam is that even though a malve who's moichar shtar choyv lechavero, so he has a shtar chov that he's owed $1,000 and he sells it to his friend, he can go ahead and be moichel he could be moichel to the loive on the shtar. He could say to the loive, no, you don't have to pay it up to that guy. And then when he's moichel on the chov, so according to the Rashbam in Bava Basra 147b, so it's like burning his shtar, so he has to pay him the loive, he has to pay him the demei achov. Akopanim, he could be mochel to the loive. Mashen came when it comes to maimat shloshtan, the malva can't be mochel the chov. Why? Because it's not his anymore. The chov isn't, he's not owed the money anymore. Now the other guy, Yenim, is owed the money. So he can't be mochel anymore. So b'mayli, see from here, b'may matshloshtam nimkar etzem achov v'yuyen, and therefore there's no mechilo v'yuyen b'ktsos b'simen kufchavov siv kotentes b'shem balo yitter the mechiras choiv b'may matshloshtam have a gufoy mamon v'ispe ono v'haynu de etzem achoiv have a vade gufoy mamon v'rak hashtaru de mikri en gufoy mamon. So he writes in the name of the balo yitter that mechiras choiv b'may matshloshtam is gufoy mamon. And there's a din or not. V'hainu de etzem achov. It's money itself. And there's a din that one's not allowed to be fraudulent. V'hainu de etzem achov have a vade gufo moman. V'rak hashtaru de mikri en gufo moman. Mashenkim imchiras shtaris. the lo nimkar ela hashtar kloshen agamor bavabasrain vavam and beis koni lachu v'chol shiabude de bay. Aval etzem achoy ve'ino nimkar mishum achoy mikri enguf v'mamon kevin de etzem achov nisher biyadam moicher ela shalidei shemachar amal ves hamamon v'ashibut sheish lebishtar kibel okech schus tviya v'gviya lachov. משום הכי נמי מהני מכיל ומכיר השטרס כדי שמואל, משום דחוב הקאטי דידהו. So the shayla is it called gufo mammon? Or is it not called gufo mammon? So, when selling the chov, what he's really doing is he's selling the gufo mammon. And therefore there's a din onah, there's no onah by shtaris, like we see in Bava Basra. But there is ona here because it's gufo mammon. Behainu de etzem hachov have vadai gufo mammon. Verak hashtar hu de mikri ain gufo mammon. So the chov itself, that's called gufo mammon, and the shtar is called ain gufo mammon. Mashenkin, when you sell a shtar, there only the shtar is being sold. Like the Gemara says that, in Bava Basra when it talks about the sugi mechira shtaris. It says that it should be acquired to you and all the shiabudim in the shtar. So the etzem achov isn't being sold. Just the shtar is, but not the etzem achov. And therefore it's called en gufo mammon. It's not called that the money itself is being transferred. Because the chov itself, the money itself, remains in the hands of the mocher, of the shtar. What's being sold is the shtar and the shibudim of the shtar, but the etzem achov is still biyada mocher. The etzem ashtar is still biyada mocher. Mashen came when we talk about my matshlashtan, the etzem achov is being transferred to the receiver. But by mechira shtaris, all the receiver gets, all the loker gets, is the schus tevia. Now it can be tovel, it's written in the shtar. And therefore mechira works. Why can the mocher ashtar be mochel after he sells it to the buyer? It's not a shtar anymore. The answer is no. The etzem achov is his. Just the shtar itself. The shibudim and the shtar belong to the koine. But the etzem achov is still coming to the moicher ashtar, and therefore he can be mochel. But when it comes to a there, the etzem hachov is actually being transferred to the receiver. And therefore, mechila is no longer passable after it's given over because it doesn't belong to the giver to be mochel anymore. It's not his. Ulefikach b'mayim atshloshim shatzem hachov nimkar v'adei shaykha chalois haknoak azum en ha-torah k'mavur k'demahani ba'agav odisa v'enich seren ala b'mayim sa'kinyin. So therefore, when it comes to the mayim atshloshdan where the etzem chov is sold, so such a chalos haknag can work in HaTorah, as we discussed in the previous year, the chisarons and the maisa kinyan. But etzem ha'avarat achov, that there should be a chalos of being ma'avir achov to somebody else, that you can do in HaTorah. By agav it works that you can be ma'avir achov. By odisa it works that you can be ma'avir achov. So here also by ma'im etshloshtan it works that you can be ma'avir achov. It's not the problem. The problem is that where's the maisa kinyan tofes? And that's the Kiddush of Chazal. Ein chisaron el b'maisa kinyan. That Chazal say, even though there's chisaron the maisa kinyan, it's still gonna work. Mashenkei b'mechira shtaris shachov atzmoinu nimkar. When it comes to mechira shtaris, where the chov itself is not being sold, just the shtar. Harei etzem chalois kazu leishayich min haTorah. Dahainu shamal v'yebal choiv v'leikech ikad leschus hatviya v'akviya yidei amaman shebishtar. V'zelo shayich klal ela midrabbonon. So the etzem. Such a chalos isn't shaykh at all min haTorah. You can sell a chov min haTorah, but you can't sell a shtar min haTorah, that the malve is going to be the baal chov. He's going to be the one who still owed the money, and the lokech is going to get the schus tviya and the gviya, that the lokech now has the right to collect. Ma pitom? What is it? You don't have such a thing min haTorah. You don't have such a thing, HaTorah. And therefore the whole thing is Dirabbanan. And that's where we started, and we said that that's the difference between the Dirabbanan of Maimat Shlashtan and the Dirabbanan of Mechir Ishtaris. by the derabbanan of mechiras shtaris, the chisarot and the etzem achalos. There's no such thing as me giving you the midoraisa. You get the shtar, and the chov still is coming to me. My pitom. That's all derabbanan. The whole thing is derabbanan. No such chalos min haTorah. Mashen Kane, when it comes to Mayamat Shloshtan, there the Etzem Achov being transferred is valid min haTorah. The only thing is, where's the Maisa Kinyan being Chal? So for that, the rabbis came along and said, no, even with that, even though the Maisa Kinyan is nowhere to be Tofes, we're going to be Mechadish here that the Kinyan still works. V'nira Delefize Choluk Nami gedur takanas chachamim b'hanach tarti de b'mayim et shloshan achasar ma'is a kinyan alkein la'achas shtiknu chazal kinyan ma'im et shloshan havei achov shal akonim min haTorah midin hefker based in hefker chol shiyash nachalois kazu min haTorah v'rak dechoser ma'is a kinyan alzeh ma'hani hefker based in la'haknus b'takanas chachamim. So there's going to be a distinction between the gedur of the takanas chachamim in these two cases. They're both takanas chachamim, but there's a difference that a ma'im et shloshan at the chisar in the ma'is a kinyan. That there's a chisar on the Maisa Kinyan, but after Chazal were metaking this Kinyan of Maimat Shloshtan, now the Chov belongs to the Konam in haTorah, because it's Mitin Hefker based in Hefker. All Chazal were metaking, they just fixed that the Maisa Kinyan should be a valid Maisa Kinyan. Once they take care of that, now the Etzem HaChov belongs to the other guy min haTorah, because the Etzem HaVarat HaChov is valid min haTorah. Just there's no Maisa Kinyan, there's no place for the Maisa Kinyan to be Tofes. So Chazal were metapel on that. They said, no, it's Pesay. There's no Maisa Kinyan to be Tofes, but it still will work. It still will work, even though it's a Chov, and the Chov is not Pe'ein. The Maisa Kinyan is still a valid Maisa Kinyan. Once Chazal says the Kinyan is a valid Maisa Kinyan, Memele, the Havaras HaChov, is Min haTorah, Midin Hefker, Beis Din Hefker. Mashen came in Mechira Shtaris, the less of the Chalos, because of Min haTorah. Mechira Shtaris, there's no Chalos like this, that you can sell a Shtar. But you're still a bailam on the chov. You sell me a shtar, and the shtar says that someone owes you $1,000. So beseder, I can take this and collect $1,000. That the shtar is now, but the shibudim and the shtar come to me. But you're still owed $1,000, and the mele you could be mochel. Ein chalut kazu min haTorah. Im ken gam drabbanan lo shach shtiyah chalut kazu. V'kamur leil shem b'kol chacham l'takin chalut kazu shemetziusa mufkas b'atzmusa min haTorah. That was. It was mamish killing me, because Reb Chaim said, as we saw in the previous shiur, that there's no such thing. Chazal can't totally be mechadish a kinyan that doesn't apply min haTorah. If there's no chalos min haTorah of a kinyan, Chazal aren't going to be metaking such a kinyan. Chazal can only be taking something if there's going to be a chalos min haTorah. Then Chazal could be metaking a certain type of kinyan, like by Maimat Shloshtan, that such a kinyan will work. So Gamid Rabbanan said, how does Mechira Shtaris work? If there's no such chalos min haTorah, how do the rabbis create a chalos that doesn't exist min haTorah? The rabbis can only work within. If there's already a chalos min haTorah, the rabbis can say, okay, you can do this and this Maisa Kinyan, as long as there's a chalos min haTorah. But by Mechira Shtaris, there's no chalos min haTorah. By Maimat Shloshtan, there is. You could be Mavir Achov, but not min haTorah, but not by Maimat Shloshtan, but not by Echurim Lezeh, not by Mechira Shtaris. So the whole takanas chazal is linyan the before. Then now we can go and collect. Chazal are allowing you to collect, and when he collects, it's going to be his, as if there is such a chalos in the world. However, it's still not his chov. Those chazal were never really able to transfer a chov to him. At the end of the day, they're giving him the right to go and collect it. Before, you can go and collect it. And And once you go and collect it, now it's yours, as if there was such a chalos in the world. But it's really not your chov. Chazal never really made it your chov. Chazal said, you can go and collect it. There's such a thing, right? You can go and collect it, but it's not your chov. Right? I mean, just to give a bad example, I can, somebody owes me money, and I can tell my neighbor, yeah, you go and collect it. It's not his chov, it's my chov. And here Chazal were saying, yeah, you have the right to collect it and put it in your pocket and it's yours, but the chov was, we never really gave you the chov. We just gave you the right to collect it, but it's not your chov. Because Chazal can't be mitakin a chalos that doesn't exist in the Torah. In the Shari Chaim and Meseches Kedushin, in Siman Tazayin that we mentioned in the previous shir, he uses this Yisrael to be Miyashiv the Ramban in Bava Basra. Bava Basra Ayin Zayin Amr Aleph Divra Maschil Hochi, who proves that Mechira Shtaris is Min HaTorah, because it says in Kedushin on 47b that if a person's Mekadesh B'Shtar Chov Da'Acherim, a person takes a Shtar Chov that someone else owes him money, and then he's Mekadesh a woman with this Shtar Chov, she's Mekudeshes. So Zok the Ramban Di'am V'Amris, and if you say Lo Kenasu El Medivreyem, that she's only kona the shtar chov midrabanan, lo te mekudeshes gemur min haTorah, she's not mekudeshes min haTorah. So it must be that mechira shtaris proves the Ramban is min haTorah, because if the kinyan was only derabanan, then she's not going to be mekudeshes min haTorah when he gives her the shtar chov. So it must be that mechira shtaris is derabanan, is midaraisa. Ayin sham. Frekta pnei Yoshua, wait a second. If a person's Mekadesh a woman with a milvah al peh, al yidei kinyan maimat shloshta, she's Mekudeshes. Ruvain owes Shimon money, and then Shimon transfers it to Leah for Kedushin. She's Mekudeshes. Ay v'hamamat shloshta menu ala midrabanan, and nevertheless she's Mekudeshes min haTorah. So what did Mechira Shtaris? We can say that even though the whole word of Mechira Shtaris is derabanan, nevertheless it works for Kedushin d'oraisa. So the Pnei Yoshua doesn't understand the Ramban. You see by Maimat Shlosh, then it works midrabanan. Even though it's only derabanan, it works for Kedushin Dairaisa. So why don't we say the same thing about Mechira Shtaris? But based on what we said, the answer is very clear. The Maimat Shlosh is different because the Etzem Chalois the Chalos is a valid Chalos Men HaTorah. We had a problem with the Maisa Kinyan. So the rabbi said it's a good Maisa Kinyan, and Mimela, it's Min HaTorah. La'achar she'tiknu chazal kinyan maimat shloshtan, like we said before, have a chov shel hakona Min HaTorah. Midin hefker based in hefker. So afterwards, the chov goes to the kona Min HaTorah. Once Chazal said that the kinyan works, Chazal, Midrabanan, they say the kinyan's a good kinyan. Memela belongs to the person. The chov belongs to the person, Min HaTorah. So that's why it works by Maimat Shloshtan. That's why she's Mekudeshes Min HaTorah. Avol Memechira Shtaris, Ilu Havi Dirabanan, Vechila Shtaris was really Dirabanan. Midrabanan, there's no such a chalos. Haregamid Rabbanan, Lesser Lechalos HaKnos HaShibut. The person doesn't get the actual chov. The person just has the right to collect, but they never get the actual chov, is never theirs. So when I sell my shtar to somebody else, so that person doesn't get the etzem achov. They just have rights to collect, but the etzem achov they never get. And even when they collect, the mela, once they collect, so it's as if there was a chalos that the chov went to them, but the chov be'etzem before, well, it's now their money because they were given over the money and now they put it in their pocket and it's their money. But there was never the chov was never really theirs. Again, before they can collect it, but the chov was never made theirs by Chazal. Chazal can't do that because no such chalos min haTorah. All Chazal can do is say, okay, you sell somebody the shtar, so now the person has the rights to collect. But the chov itself still remains with the seller. So Mimela, if I makadish a woman with a shtar chov, so she never gets the chov. The etzem chov she never gets is never kesef kedusha min haTorah. You're right, there's a shibud now that she can go and collect, but the etzem chov was never given to her. So when I give her this shtar, I'm not giving her any kesef kedusha min haTorah, because the chov remains mine. So that's why the Ramban says, oh, it must therefore be that mechira shtaris is min haTorah, and that's how you can be mekadish a woman mekadish shtarchov shel acherim, because it must be that it's min haTorah. Because if it was only midrabanan, then that would mean that the chov was never really transferred to the buyer, and it remains with the seller, and therefore there's no kesef kedusha min haTorah. And it's only that before they're allowed to collect, but the etzem chov remains. That's what Chazal gave them the right to do. But the chov remains with the seller. And therefore there's no kesef kedusha. And don't ask like the Pnei Yeshua asked from Kenyan Mayim Shloshtan, because Kenyan Mayim Shloshtan, after Chazal said the Kenyan's a good Kenyan, the Chalos is works min haTorah. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, I hope to continue talking about Mayim Shloshtan, because it's too crazily geschmack to not talk about more. And just to ask the Rabbanu Shalom, he's been so good to me until now. Ad Heina, lo azavunu rachamecha v'chasadecha. So Hashem has been with me. So Memeila al techeno Hashem elokeinu lanetzach. He should stay with me forever and with you forever. And we should be zochah to continue learning. Lumo v'lelame l'shma v'lasos u'lekayim es kol divrei salma tarasu bi'ahava b'simcha b'tuv lev of merov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.